Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. Today, we are truly gifted and blessed because we have a gentleman that definitely knows his business, is truly a professional, and is definitely there to share as much good and useful information and knowledge as possible, especially in the area of networking. Again, he's one of those gentlemen that's a master of many things, but today what he's sharing with us is basically on networking, power teams, and how to actually get more business, to actually take the business that you presently have and capitalize on that so that you're not, as his book says, so that you've got you're making more money with your power teams. And he's also the author of a book, Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank. And Mr. Lee Abraham is just an incredible individual. I mean, he did our last show with us, and if you haven't listened to part one or the first show with the same title, then please go back and listen to that, because there were definitely a lot of golden nuggets in that he shared with us. And then from there, come back and listen to show two. But if you're listening to show two, please go ahead and listen to show two, and then you can always go back and get those nuggets. That's one of the great things about Blog Talk Radio, which is the fact that we can bring you hosts, and you can listen to those shows and then share those shows with other people. So that's phenomenal. Again, Mr. Lee Abraham is the co-author with Dr. Ivan Meisner of Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank, and Fast Track 108 Press. And they are both, of course, both are phenomenal writers and New York Times best-selling writers to go with that. So that shows that it's not just my saying it or them believing that they write well. It's also others out there in the community. Lee is a 30-year veteran in the real estate market and real estate industries, and he has a wealth of personal experience as a broker, a salesman, an appraiser, expert witness, investigator, as well as owner of his own inspection business. I mean, again, Lee is just a phenomenal person. He's also a longtime member of BNI, which is the largest business networking organization in the world with over 6,200 chapters. And I believe Lee's also has been an ambassador for BNI. And, of course, he's, of course, a close friend of Dr. Meisner. And he was an area director, speaker, international speaker, conferences. Again, he spoke in Hong Kong and China and Thailand and Singapore and Malaysia and Vietnam and, of course, all over the country. And his book, again, is a truly powerful book. I would also advise anybody that's interested to contact him, and that information is on the site, and also get a copy of his book. I'm reading that book now, and it is phenomenal. And when I say phenomenal, I mean it's really useful, especially for those of you that do not know how to network and don't know anything about networking. So if you'd like to call into the show, it's 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And also the chat room is open, so feel free to join our chat room. But again, I don't want to take any more time away from again, our great host. Also, if you'd like to chat in with us, you would also click 1 to speak to the host. Lee, are you with us?
I sure am. How you doing, Z?
Oh, not as good as you, but I'm stoked. I'm actually stoked. I'm enjoying your book.
Good.
I can't wait for when you put it on audio. But ladies and gentlemen, don't wait for the audio. Get the book, and when you get it in, when he gets it out there to us in audio, guess what? You can actually put it in your riding, your rolling university, and then be stimulated there. I guess you can kind of see I'm really kind of excited about this. I'm all pumped up. Anyway, I'm sorry, Lee. I'm sorry.
Okay, I like it.
Hey, I actually love sharing, and I love sharing great information with people. And again, I can think of some phenomenal people to do that with, and you are clearly one of them. I mean, that first interview, I was impressed.
Thank you, sir.
This is part two, and we're going to talk about all of the particular wisdom that you have to share with us on this subject. So I'm going to let you go, and then we'll go from there.
Well, we can go in so many different directions. It's a matter of what the topic du jour is. I think last time we set the foundation of information, we talked about, you know, what is a power team.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially a power team are the people who you have a common interest. In helping build their business, they have an interest, a commitment, as well as some proactive activities that that they perform systematically on your behalf to generate referrals. So we talked about what is a power team. I think one of the key things that we talked about last time was taking a look at referral opportunities through a different lens. Typically, when people get together to network from a business standpoint, they usually organize based on what they do for a living. People from, you know, the same industry, whether it be, you know, the business-to-business sort of folks or health and wellness, or event services, or real estate, whatever it might be, typically people identify themselves based on their industry, recognize others that are in a similar industry or profession, and decide to roll up their shirt sleeves and network together and create more business from each other. And that's a good place to start, but what we uncovered with the book is that when we focus on what we do for a living, when we focus on what industry we're in, it's a good place to start, but it's not the end all in terms of networking. In fact, when we limit our network based on what we do for a living, we're actually shortchanging ourselves and the consumer. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that based on the notion that once we know what we're doing for a living, what industry we're in, and who our networking partners are in that industry, what we really want to do is take a look at 6 common life cycle events, and this is kind of the groundbreaking information in Money on the Table, is recognizing 6 common life cycle events that generate over 90% of all the referrals being passed in a structured networking group like BNI, or in any networking group for that matter. And when we take a look at these life cycle events, we start to break down the barriers that limit networking groups based on what people do for a living. So to just kind of set the table for the conversation, we mentioned the 6 common life cycle events that drive the referral engine, if you will, and they start with people getting married. When people get married, a lot of different challenges come up, a lot of different opportunities come up for a wide variety of business categories. And we went into pretty good detail last time. So I think, Z, what we'll do is we'll just list these 6, and then we'll kind of bounce around a little bit and talk about it. But people getting married is number 1. The growing family key situation, families with a new baby or one on the way. Next is the business builder key situation. In other words, when you come in contact with somebody who's building a business, someone who's in a growing family, someone who's getting married, you're standing in the middle of a referral. If you have a network of diverse experts in a wide variety of fields who you know, like, and trust, any of these key situations is your green light. It's that flashing green referral light that says, hey, wait a minute, these folks are getting married or they're building a business. I'm standing in the middle of a referral opportunity. Let me ask a few questions, find out what their challenges are, what they're trying to accomplish. Chances are, if I've got a terrific network, I've got somebody that I can refer to them that's going to have a product or service that's relevant to their life. So people getting married, the growing family, the business builder, people getting healthy is the next situation. People relocating, that's moving into or out of town, and the real estate key situation. That's people buying or selling, new construction, or property management. When you take a look at the referrals that are being passed in a networking group, ultimately, over 90% of all the referrals changing hands tie back to one of those six key situations. So I think between the notion of what's a power team and the six key situations, now we've got the basis for going in whatever direction you'd like.
Right. And for those of you that are listening, understand that what Lee is talking about is he's not just talking about the marriage situation. He's talking about all of the referrals that come off of that, that connection and that communication. So for those of you that aren't in the real estate or marriage area, please continue to listen because this is really some crucial information for your success. Please continue.
Yeah, so let's just take a look, for example, at the getting married key situation. You know, when you think about people getting married and creating referrals, you're thinking about the event planner, the caterer, the florist, the photographer. They're all in the wedding business, and it's an obvious referral. But from there, you know, people getting married oftentimes are thinking about planning their financial future together. So referrals to a CPA or an accountant, a financial planner. Those are relevant products or services for people getting married. Property services, things like a carpet cleaner or a general contractor to remodel a kitchen if they're combining households. One of my favorites, I mentioned this last time, is a security system contractor to protect the new spouse. Those are all relevant products or services. So when we start to take a look at these six key situations, they not only create business for the obvious business categories, but for business categories that have products or services that are relevant to what's going on. One of my favorites when I go into a networking group, for example, and I've been to lots of networking groups around the world, I haven't been stumped once where I go into a group and I get an idea on the roster, who's in the chapter, who's in the group, and I can identify money on the table that people have been overlooking for years. One of my favorites is, to take a look at a roster of networkers and identify, are there health and wellness people in the group, a massage therapist, a nutritionist, a chiropractor, a personal trainer? Are there event services people? Like what we just talked about with the getting married key situation, an event planner, caterer, florist, and so forth. Typically, you're always going to find people who are in the business services industry in a networking group. The printer, the promotional product person, the business coach or consultant, telecommunications. These are all business categories that you're going to see in just about every networking group that you go into. What's fascinating is when we start to show the business coach, for example, how the massage therapist can be relevant to the business coach's clients. You know, people hire a business coach because they want to make more money. The business coach comes up with different ideas. They talk about their target market. They talk about their time management. They talk about a variety of things to help that business builder be more efficient and more effective. But has the business coach or consultant referred the massage therapist to the business builder? You know, massage therapy can give the business builder more energy, clarity, and focus to build their business. If the business has a location with employees, bringing a massage therapist in on a regular basis for chair massage, 15 minutes for each employee, it increases morale. It, lowers absenteeism, helps the business function more properly. Massage therapists can be a great reward for good clients, a gift certificate for massage therapy. You know, and the same thing is true for the caterer, creating client appreciation events. So if any of our listeners are in a networking group, maybe you're a website designer, SEO person, you know, whatever it might be, if your clients are business to business, don't overlook your networking brothers and sisters in health and wellness and event services to provide relevant value to your clients. And Z, what happens when we provide additional value to our clients? You know, I'm a business consultant. When I help my clients identify a chocolate truffle maker, for example, that helps them say thank you sweetly to their clients with chocolate truffles, they appreciate it. It adds a differentiated value to me because I referred someone to my client, the business builder, that they wouldn't have thought of, that they wouldn't have connected with, and in the end, when they do make that connection and make use of those products and services, in the end, it helps them do what they're trying to do, which is build their business. So these are some fun things that we can do to connect business categories that on the surface really don't appear to have a connection. But when we take a look at what are the events that people are going through in their life, these six common life cycle events, it becomes very easy for people in finance and real estate and property services, health and wellness, event services, and so forth, to see a common bond that they can use to network together, where if they were simply focused on just networking with people in their industry, they're shortchanging themselves and they're shortchanging the consumer.
You're absolutely right. And also, I was reading not only the six categories, which are business builder, getting healthy, getting married, relocating, the new baby, and, of course, the real estate, new construction, remodeling, repair, and maintenance. But I was also looking at the question, you know, the question that you ask people when you're actually doing that. And I was thinking to myself, that's like so obvious to ask the question, but most of us miss the question. You know, when I was going through the book and I was like, you know, this is just packed with information. But you're absolutely right. And a lot of us just miss it. You know, we're so focused on our own business that we don't ask the right questions. We're not setting ourselves up and our basically, you might as well call it our sales team, to help to generate business for each other. And it's just amazing. And I really, really like your book.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about questions, there's an old cliche that basically says questions are your answers. And so, you know, we'll do a little training here today on the Z Success Show. The first question, we call them trigger questions.
Mm-hmm.
Trigger questions are designed to trigger a referral opportunity, to uncover a referral that you're standing in the middle of. So we'll have a little fun with it and give you a little bit of information on how you can generate more referrals. So the first thing, it's kind of like the, you know, the jingle or the song that sticks in your head, Z. You know how you can hear a tune in the morning and you just can't get it out of your head, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Same thing is true with these six key situations. When I'm working with my clients, I tell them up front that I'm going to drill these six key situations into your consciousness. I'm going to get you to the point where you have an emotional reaction. You're going to have a certain feeling inside you when you come across somebody who's in one of these six key situations. That feeling is going to be excitement. As soon as you hear somebody's getting married, building a business, in a growing family, getting healthy, relocating, doing a real estate transaction, you're going to get excited because your awareness is going to be expanded and you're going to say to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm standing in the middle of a referral. So what we do is we train folks that once you recognize that you're standing in the middle of a referral, you ask a trigger question. And the most powerful and simple of all trigger questions is what we call the biggest challenge trigger question. Great, congratulations on planning your wedding. Tell me, what's your biggest challenge with planning for the wedding? Congratulations on the new baby. Tell me, what's your biggest challenge with getting ready for the new baby? So we ask the biggest challenge trigger question. And Z, the key is having a network, okay? Having a diverse network of experts who you know, like, and trust with products and services that you know deliver superior consumer value. You're confident when you're talking to the folks who are getting married, building a business, or any of these key situations, and they tell you what their challenge is, you either have somebody in your Rolodex, in your business card organizer with a product or service that's going to hit a home run, or you know somebody who knows somebody, absolutely, positively guaranteed, if you're building a strong network. So the first question that we ask is the biggest challenge trigger question. Then there's other trigger questions that we can ask depending on, you know, how much time we have with the person and how deep we want to go. But asking trigger questions really is the key to unlocking the referrals that are just all around us, basically.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, understand, too, that word of mouth marketing is the most popular, the most successful, and the most well-tested version of actually getting business. The problem is that most of us don't know how to do it. We don't know how to refer someone. So that's why a book like Lee's book, Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank, is key to your success and, of course, also your referral partners or your power team partners, so that you can all be on the same sheet of music as you move forward to grow your business and, of course, improve your life. Because, again, we're all looking for money, but we'd also like to add value not only to our own lives but to the lives of other people, which adds even more value to our lives because we're being positive,
right?
Especially in this market today. Please continue, Lee. I don't want to take any of your time.
No, that's good stuff. You're getting me excited, Z. that's terrific. You know, the Money on the Table came about after, you know, many years of being involved in structured networking, studying different patterns that invariably repeat themselves in any networking group. And it's really rewarding for me in the work that I do to help people recognize more opportunity, and it's exactly what you said, more opportunity to add value to people's lives. And it's not just value to the consumer, that's where it starts, but also to their networking partner. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you go about your day and you're building your own business by building other people's business and adding value to various consumers that are either part of your family, your friends, your sphere of influence. So in Money on the Table, what we tried to do was give people a framework that really changes the paradigm in recognizing opportunity, but also gives them a useful overview on how does this networking really function? What are the top 10 characteristics that we look for in a networking partner? What are the things that we do to make each other, and this is key, systematically visible? Systematically visible. Dr. Meisner coined a phrase many years ago called the VCP process. Visibility, mm-hmm. Credibility, profitability. These are three inescapable stages. There's no way around it. When you're building a referral relationship, it starts with visibility. That's when people know who you are and what you do, and conversely, you know who they are and what they do. Then that leads to, through ongoing communication and a track record of success, credibility. That's where people know that you're good at what you do, and that when you they refer people to you, you're going to make them look good. They have confidence that you're credible. Once we've gotten to that point, then we start getting into profitability, where an ongoing stream of referrals pass back and forth. But here's the key. Visibility, when we're making our network visible to the consumer, it's too often random visibility. One of the main problems that I see in my work is that people do a nice job of accumulating a network, getting to know each other, like each other, and trust each other. And, you know, they get a good familiarity with how to refer each other. But unfortunately, they take a passive role waiting for folks to walk up to them and saying, hey, do you know a good plumber? Do you know a good business coach? Do you know a good automobile salesman? And what we do in the training, see, Money on the Table came out in May of 2011. About 6 months later, we released Power Team Certified, which is a step-by-step training system. It uses some of the material from Money on the Table and goes deeper with specific activities and techniques that we can use to proactively create referrals for each other. And it's all about not relying on random visibility, not relying on somebody walking up to you and asking, do you know a good fill-in-the-blank? It's about systematically making visible your network in an appropriate and relevant way so that folks are going to raise their hand and say, hey, you know what? I need the services of a good accountant, and I see that you have one in your network. Could you please put me in touch with them? So systematic visibility is really kind of the missing link, Z, in proactively being able to say that, you know, I'm going to create referrals for my network at this particular day, this particular time, and start implementing some of the techniques that we have in the training.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, as Dr. Meiser would say, and I'm sure as Lee would say too, it's all about networking, not net sitting. So you need to get out there and get active. Lee, could you share with us how we can get in touch with you if we want your book, if we want to hear about the other things that you're doing, Fast 180, Fast Track 180, all of the above, please?
Yeah. The best way to get a look at what we're up to is through the website, which is www.moneyonthetablebook.com. That's moneyonthetablebook.com. And I can be reached by email at moneyonthetablebook@gmail.com. moneyonthetablebook@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of this stuff if you're looking to have success, especially those of you that think that you're going to send out 25,000 flyers every month and you're going to get business from it. As Lee is saying, our problem is that we're leaving money on the table. We're not really farming the people that we have. We're not getting the most value out of them. And in short, we're also not providing the most value to them by serving them properly. Would you rather have them go to somebody that's not going to do the service that you're going to do, or would you rather give them that service, make them happy, and then in turn, they make you happy by giving that business back to you? Please continue.
No, you hit the nail on the head, and whenever I'm talking to people about building their business and making more money, I ask them a basic question, which is, are you trying to build your business through connecting with people who you've never met, through strangers? Are you trying to convince strangers to do business with you? Because if you are, I believe that you're going down a long unnecessarily twisted road to get to where you want to go. What we need to do is talk to the people who know us, like us, and trust us, and depending on the relationship, show them how we can add value to not necessarily their life, but to the lives of people who they know, who they come in contact with, and do that networking thing. You know, it's funny what you said. It's called network. It's not net sit. It's not net eat. It's not net twiddle your thumbs. There's some work involved, but really it's fun when you can wake up in the morning and know that you're going to be helping the consumer, you're going to be helping your networking partners, and in the end, you'll be putting a little meat in the spaghetti sauce for your family.
Correct, which changes everything. I mean, you know, somebody said, I don't remember the motivational person that said it, they're much older. might have been Dr. Dreyer, but he said something about, what was it? He said, broke salespeople smell.
Right.
You know, and it's because you're not making the money. You're under a lot of stress.
Right.
You're putting extra stress on your life.
Right.
Again, there are systems out there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, get away from your frenemies. Get away from your frenemies and start looking for your friendtors, your mentors, and your advocates, and those people that you're already giving business and they like the business, excuse me, they're already giving you business and they like the business that you're giving them, and get them to actually help you to continue to do phenomenal service for the people that you know, like, and trust, because they know, like, and trust them.
Right.
Anything else, Lee, before we go?
Well, I think we can just wrap up with one concept, Z, and it's what we call the referral efficiency ratio. You know, in my work, I come across a lot of businesses that tell me, you know, I'm doing really well with referrals. 75%, 90%, 100% of my business comes from referrals. We're doing great. And I congratulate them on their success. And then I ask them, well, I know 100% of your business is coming from referrals, but let me ask you a question. What percentage of your past clients and customers are referring you? What percentage of your past clients and customers, your friends and your family, your sphere of influence, are referring you? And if it's 60% or less, we need to talk. So working on a new book, Z, it's called The Referral Iceberg, and that 100% business by referral is really the tip of the iceberg. So I think that might be a good note to finish up on.
Very cool. Again, ladies and gentlemen, again, Lee, I'd like to thank you for coming on. I truly appreciate it. And again, I learn something every time I talk to you. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the book is phenomenal. And it's also got stories in it, which makes it a lot easier to read because you can flow. It's just a phenomenal book. Again, that's Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank by Mr. Lee Abraham. And his contact information is also on the site. So you can look there and go to his website or contact him via any of the information that's on there. But ladies and gentlemen, don't miss the boat. Don't let yourself not succeed because you fail to take action. Take action, follow up, do what you need to do, and listen to these people that have been there. They've already walked the walk. They're talking the talk, but they've walked the walk, and they're willing to share with you. There's a lot of us that go roaming the empty hallways because we don't ask people that have already been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. Again, we're supposed to learn from our history, not continuously relive it. Again, Lee, thank you very much, and you have a great day. Please tell everybody that I know that you know, and even the ones that I don't know, that I said hello.
Okay, I will. Very good. May the only money you leave on the table, Z, be a generous tip for excellent service.
Outstanding. Thank you. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like the show, in the upper left-hand corner, you can click follow and you can hear about more shows that are going. We're up to 34,700 people that have listened to the show, and we're looking to continue to grow. And as long as we bring you quality people like Lee Abraham, then I'm sure that we're going to continue to grow. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Take care, be well, have a great life, and I wish you all much success.